Good morning. We continue with the laws of listening to Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim now turns and tells us in Klal Vav, Siv Dalet, Kishim Sheshayach Iser Kabbalas Lashon Hara Vim HaMesaper, Sipolo Ha'echad She'asa Ata Davar She'eno Ha'gud. In the same way that Lashon Hara exists when a person tells the story about somebody who did something improper right now, and we're told that we're not allowed to treat that as true, we're also not allowed to be involved in accepting Lashon Hara on the past. In other words, to embarrass a person by telling him, do you know what your forefathers did? Look how terrible that was, or what you did when you were younger. If a person is now acting in a proper way, so pointing it out is a problem. Or if a person acted in a way that showed a lack of knowledge, he showed that once upon a time he didn't know what he was doing. So in such a situation, there was a Lashon Hara involved over there. And anything that's considered an embarrassment, where we're told not to accept it, the Isser of Lashon Hara persists and continues. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Klalo shel Davar, the main rule over here to pay attention to, is Kol Davar sheyesh al ha-mesaper isur avur diburo, yesh al ha-mekaber isur avur kabalaso. If the person speaking it is not allowed to speak it, then the person listening should not be allowed to listen. This is also an important principle and a good rule of thumb in terms of our consideration. Now, the Chafetz Chaim continues, he says, even though we explain that Kabbalah Lashon Hara means that we're not allowed to decide that the issue is true, and that's an Isser Min HaTorah, that said, says the Gemara Nida, a person is allowed to just be a little bit more careful. What does that mean? We have to understand that in situations where we have to be careful, we don't have to walk around Pollyannish. Gedaliah ben Achikam was held liable because he knew that there was going to be a threat against him, and he refused to accept it. That was a mistake, says the Gemara, about his situation. A person has a responsibility just to have a chashash, just to be concerned. But that's only to protect himself so he shouldn't get damaged. And in that regard, says the Chafetz Chaim, even if it's just doubtful, we can assume a person has a cheskes kashrus. We have to be good to him. We have to be able to provide him with the same opportunities that he did in the past. And we have to make sure that, and this is tough to do sometimes, that we don't lose his value based on the Lashon Hara. The Torah tells us that you have to be concerned. You have to have a chashash for a Lashon Hara to protect yourself not to get hurt. But if you don't pay attention to it, the Torah says, in such a situation, you're not proceeding. You don't have to go ahead and be a Pollyanna. But otherwise, just to allow Lashon Hara, because it just makes sense, there's not a lot of gauge in Lashon Hara. And by the way, the Chafetz Chaim adds in the footnote over here, he says, certainly it goes without saying that without the Lashon Hara, we treat the person like a regular person, even if without it, we know the person is a bad person. Let's say I know a person is a disastrous, terrible, horrible, despicable human being. But I hear a piece of Lashon Hara that doesn't support that idea. On this particular case, we still have a responsibility to give the person a benefit of the doubt in the courtroom of our mind. That is to say, we can be concerned, but we don't have the right to go ahead and just allow ourselves to get kicked around. There's a limit to how far we go within those things. The bottom line is, in our lives, sometimes we tend to be very machmir on accepting the Lashon Hara. We should be a little bit more machmir the other way, to be careful to protect ourselves, yes, but to also to protect in our minds the way we look at our fellow man. Have a great day.